Good morning. Let's open our Bible. We read from Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right, and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave Me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave Me something to drink. I was stranger, and you invited Me in. Naked, and you clothed Me. I was sick, you visited Me. I was in prison, and you came to Me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you are a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of Mine, even the less of them you did it to Me." Then He will also say to those on His left, "Depart from Me, accursed one, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angel. For I was hungry, and you gave Me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave Me nothing to drink. I was stranger, and you did not invite Me in, naked, and you did not clothe Me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit Me." Then they themselves also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to Me of the less of these, you did not do it to Me. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Let's pray. Father, thanks for time that you give it to us. Thanks for the Bible that can remind us. And we pray that Holy Spirit come upon us and then make us understand this passage and prepare us to be a good sheep. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a teenager, and then I read this passage, and I had an understanding that if you are not too good, then you don't have place in the heaven. Because the Bible said like this. And then after I go deep to the Bible, then my pastor teach me that Christian salvation is not depend by work, but by grace. The Bible so clear talk about salvation is by grace. So I was confused when I come back again to this part, because this part really tell us is look that salvation is by work. Nothing to say that you need to believe Jesus Christ. The Bible just say that because you do something, then you go to the heaven. So how we solve this kind of question in our mind if we have question about this passage? Brothers and sisters, after I go deep to this chapter, then I can see that the problem is on verse 32. That's why let's read again 32. He will separate them from one another as the shepherd separate the sheep from the goat. Brothers and sisters, this passage talks about final judgment. How at the end of the time, all nations gather together, and then like a serpent. That means Jesus used the picture of the serpent to separate between sheep and between God. If you are not a serpent, it's quite difficult to make the difference between a sheep and a serpent. Because if I see from this side, and then the sheep over there, or the goat over there, you cannot know which one is the sheep, which one is the goat. Until you walk close, and you can see, oh, yeah, there are some difference between sheep and God. The most important thing, you can smell different smell. The sheep no smell, but the God is very, very smell. That's why if you do not take a bath for a week, then people can let you know, oh, you smell like a God, like that. So smell like that. Yeah. I had ever touched a goat one time, and I need to wash my hand for few times. Because one after I wash my hand, oh, still smell. And I wash again. Oh, still smell. And I wash again. And then the shepherd stay together with the goat and the sheep. So the shepherd know exactly which one the sheep, which one the God. So it is the separate duty to separate the sheep and the God. Why? Because the sheep and the God has different character. The sheep like stay together, but the God doesn't want to stay together. The sheep, they really obey the shepherd, but the God is so difficult to obey. The God like to fighting each other, especially male God. They use their horn to hit one another. So that's why the Bible tell us believer is the sheep, not a God. If you don't want to have fellowship with one and another, then I can let you know that you are a God, not a sheep. Then will be smell. No one want to stay close to you. This is the difference between God and sheep. So when Jesus give this kind of parable, it is easy for the reader understand, because the reader background is Jewish people. They live in the Middle East, so easy for them. Oh, this passage want to tell us that when Jesus come
for the second time, and he will judge everybody. And his judgment is very, very exactly and clear, and no one can complain because he know exactly which one is the sheep and which one is the goat. Let's open Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34, verse 17. Ezekiel 34, verse 17. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will judge between one sheep and another, between the ram and the male goat. Verse 20, therefore thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. So this already said from the Old Testament that God will judge them. And then, do God judge them because of human work? Because this is a parable, so we need to know why God used this parable to explain the final judgment. That's why it is important for us to know what is the character of the sheep. Let's open John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. When he put forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger, the simple will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. I see that there are three characters of the sheep. Number one, he goes ahead of them and the sheep follow him. The word of follow. The second, they know his voice. Number three, a stranger, the simple, will not follow, but will flee from him. Follow him. What does it mean, the sheep follow him? This picture wants to tell us that the sheep put his trust. Because the sheep put his trust with the shepherd, then he will follow him. What does mean know his voice? Know his voice means the sheep and the shepherd stay together. That's why the sheep know the shepherd. Brothers and sisters, the sheep, they don't have good eyes. That's why easy for them to lose. So they only use ear. And then, you know, if we use ear, we cannot walk to anywhere. Ear, the function of ear is just to hear the direction. And then, the Bible tells us that the sheep hear. They know the voice of the shepherd. That means the sheep has good fellowship with the shepherd. Next month, someone invite me go to Jakarta to celebrate 25 years married. So we call silver married. And then they asked me to prepare a game. And then
I try to prepare a game, and then I want to use this kind of game. Find your spouse using your ear. Yeah, find your spouse using your ear. I might be choose a few women, and then I ask another guy close his eyes, and then I ask a few women to say, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you." And then after that, I ask this guy, "Which one is your wife?" Yeah. If the guy never heard the word "I love you" from his wife, then I believe he will wrong in choose which one is his wife. Be careful, all woman. You need to say "I love you, I love you" often to your husband. Don't always. Then your husband don't want to hear. Yeah. Another example, maybe I use, I ask the woman to shout. If you always shout, then your husband know, "Oh, this is my wife. Honey!" Like that. Yeah. So, because of good relationship, then you will know the voice. Same. The sheep know the voice. And then the last one, the Bible tells us that when a stranger come, the sheep will not follow. That means the sheep has a faithful character, not easy to change, because he know the shepherd. Then the sheep will not move to other shepherd. With this kind of character, I believe that the sheep has faith with the shepherd. The sheep believe with the shepherd. That's why when final judgment happen, the shepherd also know which one is my sheep, which one is not my sheep. And then after that, because the sheep follow what the shepherd said, then we can see the result. They did everything according the law. Even when they didn't see Jesus, they still keep in doing all God have commanded to them. Brothers and sisters, this passage want to tell us that if you have faith, of course, you need to show your faith by doing something. You cannot say, "I have faith, but I didn't do anything." If I believe Jesus Christ, then the next step is what Jesus said. This is the pattern of my life. I mean, when Jesus say, "Love your neighbor," then you need to do the same thing, because you believe Jesus. That's why you do everything that Jesus told to you. So, outreach people, you are the happy one. Why I said outreach people, you are the happy one? Because this all talking about outreach ministry. I hope you guys may think and then join to do outreach ministry. You see, "For I was hungry, you give me something to eat. I was thirsty, you give me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invite me in." This all talk about outreach ministry. But I know, in Hong Kong, it is not easy to do this kind of ministry. I went to a shop to buy some bread. And then I saw a grandma push the trolley, and then the grandma come into the shop and then saw which bread. I think she want to buy a bread,
But she just compared which one is cheaper. And then I said to that grandma, you can take anything. I pay for you. And the grandma said, Mfai. I really want to buy something to give the food for the grandma. And they said, Mfai. Sometimes when I see the grandma or the grandpa push the heavy trolley, I know how heavy it is. I really want to help them. But the answer will say, Msai. So it is not easy in this area to do the same thing. But it doesn't mean we do not do anything. If we care, then we should to do something. That's the Bible told us. That's why your faith is not complete without reflection. Your reflection is a glass, is a mirror of your faith. This the Bible want to tell us. And make sure that God never wrong when he give you praise or he judge you. Because the Bible told us that he know which one is the sheep, which one is the goat. What kind of reflection that we can take this morning? Number one, maybe people don't know you are the sheep or the goat, but truly I let you know that God know you are the sheep or the goat. It is important to ask ourselves, am I really a sheep in front of God? Or I just a goat in the God eyes? The sheep has the right place, but the goat in the left place. No one want to go to that place. If we know that our position now in the left place, it is the time for us to repent. Come back again. Trust Him. Obey Him. Because we don't know what is the time. We don't know where God calls us. One thing we know, we need to prepare our faith. Let us pray. A good sheep is the sheep that follow his shepherd. A good sheep is the sheep that know his shepherd. And the last one, a good sheep is fled away when the stranger come in. Brothers and sisters, what kind of sheep we are in front of God? It is very important to ask this question, because we don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know when God calls us to return. We just need to prepare ourselves for the second time, for the second coming. Yeah, prepare ourselves for the second coming. Andrew, Pastor Andrew, will lead us in worship this morning.
Let's put our heart to praise Him. Community prayer is a time that God gives it to us to show our love for other people. We use our privilege as son and daughter of God to ask our Father to show His mercy for other people. That's why let us pray for our friends, brothers and sisters and family who has difficulties in physical. They suffer cancer and a lot of problems regarding physical and we use our privilege, we ask God to show His mercy and power to them. Let's pray together for them who are in cancer, in chemotherapy. Yeah, we pray that God will show His power to them. Besides physical problem, we also pray for their salvation. We believe that Holy Spirit can open human heart. That's why we ask Holy Spirit work among them. Let's pray together. Let's pray for them who are seeking new job. We ask God to open the door for them, for our brothers and sisters, so that they can get better job. Let's pray for SPSG and SP Indonesia. Especially for Kupang mission trip. We want to do a summer Bible camp for teenagers. Let's pray that God sent some people from SP to join this mission trip, and also pray for mission committee, pray for local outreach, pray for all activity. Especially tonight, we start to celebrate our 13th anniversary. We pray for every event that held for anniversary that really prepare us to be a good ship in front of God's eyes. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father. Thank you for open your ear to hear our prayer. We trust to you, Father, and we know that you will give the answer, and the answer is the best for us. We put our life into your hand for all activity. Please let us. So really, we just do your will in our life. We pray in Jesus' name.